The surge in coronavirus casualties has forced hospitals to suspend non-life-threatening surgery and admissions as they desperately try to reserve a limited number of beds for COVID-19 patients. Chief Director of Gauteng Health Services, Macy Relutla, insists though that everything's under control, despite a 100% increase in hospitalizations over the past few weeks.
We have almost three times the number of patients that we had a month ago. And with that, we have made available COVID beds, and we continue to reallocate the beds as the need arises.
But speaking on condition of anonymity, some of Lerutla's doctors told VOA, you can't reallocate what doesn't exist. The situation's made more dire by the closure of one of Gauteng's major hospitals, Charlotte Maxeke in Johannesburg, due to a recent fire.
The closure of Charlotte Maxeke has knocked out 300 to 400 COVID beds from the health system in Gauteng, and that has put the entire system under pressure.
Dr. Farid Abdullah is a director at the South African Medical Research Council. He says the only way to save lives now is to somehow find extra beds at hospitals across the province.
For that, we need two things, really. One is additional nurses so that more beds can be opened up. But, you know, you need a good, well-organized machinery with ambulance and emergency medical services so that people can be moved around to where there are available beds. Those people who would have been going to Charlotte Maxeke will now have to go to other hospitals.
But, says Abdullah, this isn't happening and lives are being lost because of grave shortages of nurses, ambulances, medics and life-saving equipment.
An ambulance gets called to a home. EMS personnel are expected to make a very difficult assessment if the patient needs the hospital bed or not, and then to know where to go, and they have a patient in the ambulance and no bed to take them to, trying to find a bed in any hospital. It's an extremely difficult situation. As you know,
he's asking the government to provide emergency funding to buy, equip and staff ambulance services as soon as possible. But the state says its focus is on ensuring a speedy rollout of vaccines as it tries to make sure people don't need ambulances or hospital beds. Abdullah says South African EMS personnel are doing amazing work with very limited resources.
Our emergency medical services are able to transport patients with a transport ventilator. You know, you can imagine how difficult that is to do. You have to be completely covered in PPE because the patient is COVID positive, but you also have to manage a very sick patient who's in respiratory distress on a ventilator, moving them from one hospital to another. So we have the capacity, we have the expertise, but we need more organization, we need more resources, we need more personnel to do this now.
An association of doctors, the Progressive Health Forum, says the third wave is going to be deadlier than previous waves, mainly because South Africans aren't sufficiently vaccinated. The government acknowledges only about 1% of targeted immunizations have happened, but says its vaccine program will go faster in the next few weeks. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.